You don't know how to burn the fireplace. Yeah, I know, but you got the heart, though. Yeah, the heart. Without the tops of matter, the heart. Because that's the water. And the stool right here, you use the wood for fire, does it? No, no, of course, here you're not supposed to do any burning. You get the law. See, I use the burning weed. There's no, because I use the burning at the front there. And so now you can't, and now they, the other day, they did make it so that you could burn certain pipes at a certain time. Now, here later, they say, no, you can't burn nothing. What the hell you know if you got weeds? What you know? Unless you got money to pay for garbage, put them in garbage. If you're not allowed two cans, $5 a month. Or all I ever have is one can, because that's all the garbage I got. So, this, what's it called, mat grass. Now, that dries up and that burns like none. I've burned a couple of times out there, so they're over there. They come put me in jail, they gotta feed me.
I guess at least with those, you know, kerosene heaters, you didn't have to worry about ashes, soot, or anything like that.
You don't want to use kerosene. But as I say, you can burn. If you can buy it, it ain't no good. You got lamps. We got, I think, a couple of them. In case for her. I'll put them on the squares. I'm buying no kerosene. You're wasting your money if you buy it.
Talking about the house and everything like that. What kind of, what pieces of furniture would you have had in your house? You know, like chairs and things like
that. What pieces might you have? You have a rocking chair and what else? Well, in the olden days, you find people now with rocking chairs. We have them. My mother used to love it. I'd sit in a rocking chair and I never moved it. I didn't care about them, but some people, my mother loved them. But I tell you the truth, I don't think you'll find many people rocking to it.
What other kind of things would you have?
Well, you got sink chairs. Now that we used to have what you call dressers. Bureaus. Wardrobes.
What was that wardrobe like? Did you hang
it? Oh yeah, it was high. Big doors in the front of it. You could hang clothes in it. And I was thinking of something since you were here. You do, we call them closets, clothes closets. Plenty of people don't call them clothes lockers. I think they call them lockers. We call them clothes closets. But in my time, we didn't have that in my house. You had a dresser or a bureau. We call them bureau. Now upstairs here, this is a bedroom. We got my wife's got a dresser. I've got what they call a chest of drawers. And I've got a locker in here. My wife uses for her clothes and stuff she stores in the bottom. And I've got a small lock on that side where she puts the linens. And then out in the living room where you are, I've got a big locker there, a closet, that I use for my clothes. I had to lay that out because I didn't know no more laying out a house. So Bill Murphy was a man. There, you take this home, just hook out how you want to do it. Well, and see the faces. The outside measurement is 14 to 38, 8. And I would have made it at least 6 feet more, but I didn't have the money.
Hey, what about to keep the light out? What would y'all have to pull down, you know, to keep the light?
Oh, that was years ago. That was a string attached to it. You've seen them. The socket has a piece of chain hanging to it. Well, we'd have a string tied to that so you could reach it good. Of course, in my days, all you had was a hanging light. The wire hanging down with electricity on. But previous to that, all we had was kerosene lamps. I studied my book.